This is a daily update for Monday, September 11th, 2017. This is, of course, the September 11th anniversary, the 16th anniversary, when Islamic terrorists crashed airplanes into the World Trade Center in New York City. So, never forget what people are capable of. You see the saying, never forget, never forget. To me, that's what that means. Never forget what people can do to you if you allow them to. So Donald Trump and the First Lady led the moment of silence this morning at 8:46 a.m. That was the time that the first plane had hit the first building. So prayers go out to all those families and the friends that I lost in 9/11 also. From my hometown, Rockville Center, we lost over 90 people. Just really unbelievable that there's so many unanswered questions still to this day that nobody wants to answer. So let's think about that today. Hurricane Irma, the hurricane that was thought to be bringing doom and gloom to Florida, had changed course and then, of course, was downgraded. So it had hit the Keys and also hit Florida's west coast. There is looting sprees, of course, because there are plenty of criminals out there willing to take advantage of people in situations like this. There are alligators wandering the streets. Hey, maybe some of the alligators will grab some of the looters. What do you think? Irma is ranked the 7th strongest storm in U.S. history. Irma wreaked havoc, of course, in the Caribbean. There are dozens of deaths, toppled buildings from Barbuda to Cuba. And then Barbuda's about to get hit again. So survivors in Barbuda are facing armed looters and also bracing for Hurricane Jose. The French islands are under scrutiny over the fact that they evacuated whites over black people and mixed race islanders. The island residents under control of French authorities say that there is a long history of racism and then it is a boiling pot for sure. Leader of France, Macron, who has a 30% approval rating concurrently, will travel to St. Martin on Tuesday to look over the damage. So maybe the French can do some damage control when it comes to racism. Isn't it always interesting that the people that will condemn everybody else are guilty of the same things themselves? So very interesting. Hollywood hypocrites. Talking about people who do that, Hollywood hypocrites Matt Damon and George Clooney are defending their new movie Suburbicon because of the racist portrayal of a black family in their movie. So here they are. These guys are the big liberals, the big limousine liberals who condemn everybody else. They come out and they say all these things about Donald Trump and Trump supporters and racism and hate and whatever. So here they are putting a black family in their movie that really has no dialogue at all. They're just the target of a white neighborhood because they were blamed for a break-in and murder and all that. So, wow. And then they are not coming out and saying, hey, we shouldn't have done this or whatever. They're coming out saying, oh, you just don't understand. You just didn't get it right. You don't understand. So whatever, man. You know what? This is the deal with liberals. They think they can do no wrong. And they think they could be as racist as they want, but they're not racist because to them, they're making a statement. And then Matt Damon said, well, the movie wasn't really about a statement. The movie was more about a comedy, a dark comedy, a movie. But then George Clooney said, well, it was a statement. So which is it? I think they got their wires crossed. All I know is that both of those guys are a couple of hypocrites, and they consulted no black people in this movie, in the writing of this movie, or the production of this movie. Interestingly enough, since it's supposed to be a story about racism against black people. So there you go. And this is exactly why people aren't going to these movies, because they don't want to see these guys in movies anymore. They are too political and they put too many people down, calling them all kinds of names. And so here you go. Another Hollywood crap fest is going to go straight to video. So the groping Santa is back in Brooklyn and gets arrested for groping three women. So David Cruz Rodriguez, 33 years old, groped three women in Brighton Beach, walked up to them while they're on the beach, grabbing their breasts, grabbing their butts, and all that other stuff, and he was arrested by park police. He faces forcible touching and resisting arrest. He was arrested back on March 2nd for groping women in the subway on February 8th, and they identified him by the Santa hat that he likes to wear. So he puts his festive gear on, he runs out, and he's groping people. And you know what? Christmas has come way too early, man. You know what I mean? This is only September. So people like this are freaks. And the guy deserves to be locked up because he can't control himself. And I'm sure that touching isn't the only thing that he does. Really? So today, of course, and thinking about September 11th, is Patriot Day. It's a day to think about all the first responders. You know, when I was watching the hurricane coverage, and you think about all these people who stand their ground and they don't want to leave their homes and all that. And then these guys tell them, you know, we can't rescue you until the thing is over. And then these first responders have to go out and rescue people and risk their lives. So when you make that choice to stay in the face of a disaster, you're going to be risking people's lives to save you as well. So that's something to think about, and all those first responders. And I thank you all for your service. Today is Make Your Own Bed Day. So it really goes out to kids, right? The adults, we make our own beds, and unless you have someone doing it for you or you get some housekeeping services or something like that. But kids don't usually make their own bed. I was made to make my own bed. My sister also. My mom didn't want to do it for us. She was too busy working all the time. So we made our own beds. And then you know what? That's the way you do to help out around the house. Make your own bed, right? So today is Hot Cross Bun Day. And you think like hot cross buns? It's September. What the heck is September have to do with hot cross buns? Because they always come out before Easter. So the Christians adopted the hot cross bun, but really goes way back before they did that. So you can enjoy your hot cross bun on any day. It doesn't have to be just Good Friday. So have your hot cross buns today if you want some. And it is also Boss Employee Exchange Day. It's a day for the boss and the employee to change their roles, and then have the employee be the boss for the day, and then the boss is the employee for the day, and then they're supposed to understand how each other feels about life and all that and whatever, which it really doesn't, but it's maybe a scratch on the surface. Today's a day to change roles with your boss and employee and whatever, and then, you know, maybe you'll learn something. So this is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Monday, September 11th, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.